KSA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At a Baltimore church this morning.
Let us acknowledge that God truly blessed America with the life and legacy of Elijah E. Cummings.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi eulogizing the late Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away last week at 68.
Master of the House, may he rest in peace, Elijah Cummings. Thank you, Arthur.
Also speaking at the funeral, former Presidents Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. California is still fighting several wildfires in the northern part of the state. The Kincade Fire has now covered over 22,000 acres since just Wednesday and remains only 5% contained. Actress Felicity Huffman out of prison after serving just 10 days for her role in the college admissions cheating scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first two payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months' payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
A report that details last year's Lion Air Boeing 737 MAX crash, which killed 189 people, blames Boeing's design of the plane as well as airline and crew mistakes. The report released just about an hour ago says the plane crashed in part because pilots were not told how to respond to malfunctions of the jet's automated flight control system. It also suggests Lion Air should have grounded the plane after something similar had happened on a previous flight. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein angrily confronted inside an East Village, New York bar last night. These women were commenting after an actress on stage screamed at him, calling him a rapist.
Yeah, but you know, in a public opinion, he's already guilty.
He should not be in or near anywhere where there's other humans.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump is slamming a couple of Democrats who dropped out of the presidential race recently. In a tweet this morning, Trump names Ohio Representative Tim Ryan and Congressman Eric Swalwell of California, saying they stood for nothing and had nothing to show. Trump ended the tweet by saying, quote, obnoxious and greedy politicians never make it in the end. Mississippi's Attorney General Jim Hood says that state should not be the federal government's, quote, dumping ground for polluted floodwaters. Hood says he plans to sue the Army Corps of Engineers for diverting 10 trillion gallons from the Mississippi River into the state's coastal waters. The intrusion of fresh water into the Mississippi Sound ended up destroying the state's oyster reefs. It decimated the shrimp and crab harvests and led to toxic algae that closed beaches and hurt the state's tourism industry. And a blind golfer is celebrating after hitting a hole-in-one at a golf course in Duluth, Minnesota. Terry Howard made the shot on the par 3 17th hole a few days ago at the Anger Park Golf Course. The 76-year-old, legally blind, golfing with his brother, who described the experience to him while it was happening. Terry lost his sight about 3 years ago. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.